We come now to the time of the prayers of our community. Are there joys or concerns that we would share this day?
I'd like to say, pray for Yaris going to hospital today, having back surgery and foot surgery. I'd like to pray Sean slapped down in the face for no reason. And then Sean put a middle finger in my face. And he throws chairs at the table.
Pray for them.
Dominic Iannacone and his family. He's a scoutmaster in Fanwood Troop 33. He suffered a heart attack this week.
We'll pray for him.
A good friend and colleague, his mother's having surgery this week. Her name is Fanny.
Fanny.
My friend Joan, who lost her husband about 2 weeks ago.
For Joan.
For my brother-in-law's mother, Cindy Lowe, she's in the hospital, and we're not sure how long she's gonna.
For Cindy. Before we go to God in prayer, we would like to pray for the Compass Schoolhouse family. One of their teachers, Diane Young, died this week, so pray for them and for the children that she taught and for her family. Also, Leslie Comp, a member of our congregation who is going through chemosurgery for cancer, has asked to be remembered in our prayers today, so let us keep Leslie in our prayers. And I would like to ask for prayers for my father. If you were at the awards banquet on Friday, you would have seen my father. He probably didn't look too well to you. We had to take him to the emergency room last night. He has really bad pain in his neck and very severe neck spasms. So he's resting at my house. My parents send their regards to all of you, but thank you if you could keep him in your prayers. And I just want to say thank you again for all of you who came on Friday. I was completely overwhelmed by the number of people from the congregation that were there to show their support and encouragement. It meant more than you can possibly know. And I said it Friday night, and I'm going to say it again now. It takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a congregation to have a very strong youth program. So thank you very much for all of your support and prayers and encouragement. Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious God, sometimes when you call us to follow you, it is with music that only our hearts can hear. A tune that whispers to us even as it weaves its way into our souls. We listen to it and are filled with wonder. We might even try to capture the melodies, perhaps writing them down as songs. We want the whole world to hear what we hear. But sometimes we hear the call and we block our ears. We don't want to hear the music that can stir our souls and call us to action. There may be many reasons why we tell ourselves that we do not want to hear or even acknowledge your call. Reasons that crowd in to push us away and crowd out your call. Our fears, our worries about change or ability or what people will think of us or more. Remind us, loving God, that when you call to us, you know what is in our hearts, all of our doubts and fears about answering. But you call us anyway, urging us to answer and to sing with our souls the song that you are singing to us. Hear us now as we pray in the silence of our hearts. We give thanks, O God, for the wonderful music this morning, for the singers and the musicians and the gifts of their song. And we give thanks for the many blessings of this church community, and we lift in prayer our leaders and boards as they gather after service for our leadership retreat. We lift in prayer everyone who is on our blue care sheet. May they feel your presence with them in their struggles and feel your comfort and care fill their hearts. And we pray for those names that were shared aloud, for Leslie, for Gordon, for Maria, for Sean, for Dominic and his family, for Cindy, for Fanny, and for Joan, and for those names that were whispered only in our hearts. We pray again for the Compass Schoolhouse family for the death of their teacher, Diane, and for her family. We pray for the people of New Orleans, and we pray for the family of the children that were killed in the house fire in Brooklyn. We pray for everyone who is dealing with cancer and disease and their caregivers. May they feel your presence with them. We pray for everyone who is dealing with depression. May they know that you are with them in their darkest moments. We pray for all those who are battling addiction and substance abuse. May they know that you are with them. We ask for safe travels for all who travel this day and every day. We ask for prayers for all those who are serving in the armed forces and their families who wait and pray for them. And we pray for all people in all places where war and hatred and fear and violence are so firmly in control that there seems to be so little chance that the voices of hope and justice and reconciliation can be heard. And we pray, O God, we pray for peace. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.